Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. I am Paul Machin. I am joined today for this by Ross Chanley. Hi Ross.
Hi.
Good weekend?
Amazing weekend,
Did you watch any international football?
No.
No, no one does. Let's get stuck into some Liverpool news in a moment. But first, news this week is sponsored by It's Your Year. It is the book that Ross and I have produced to document Liverpool's phenomenal season that ended up lifting Old Big Ears for the sixth time in Madrid this summer. It is, and I'm going to read something that I wrote because I don't remember it verbatim, a unique look back at the lows, highs, heroes and internet fury that accompanied Liverpool's 2018-19 season, from the devastation of Kiev to the triumph of number six in Madrid, featuring Ross.
The search for Buvac.
And the Brexit midfield rage.
One season wonders.
Crying out for Fekir. And
many more spectacular, mind-blowingly terrible shouts from a 97-point European Cup winning season.
Absolutely. So, yeah, as I mentioned, it's part diary. There's lots of player ratings in there. There's completely exclusive photos that you won't see anywhere else of Liverpool's successes and beyond. And, yeah, it focuses predominantly, I mean, very different. There's lots of really good Liverpool books out at the moment. Some of our good friends have done them. A lot wordier and a lot more analysis in theirs. This is fun, light-hearted, at times incredibly depressing. It's going to get you through the full range of emotions when you realise how many idiots there are who comment on Liverpool videos on a regular basis. The amount of times things like the expression loserpool or loserfool or variations get used, and people just call them for all kinds of stuff. So no, it's different. It's very, very different to everything else on the market. But if you like a laugh, you want some top quality. I call it bog reading, and I don't know if that translates outside of England. But you know, you go in, you sit on the bog, and you want something. You don't want to get lost in something because your legs will fall asleep, and you've got to get on with your day. But you want something you can pick up for a couple of minutes, have a bit of a giggle, and then move on with your day. This is the book for you. It's gone to a second printing. The first printing throughout the second printing is in the process of flying out. So get your hands on a very, very limited edition physical copy, and we'll even do a special thing for you in it there as well. So if you go onto the page, there's an option there if you want to add a signed or personalised message. You can add that as well when you buy it. But yeah, it's a very, very limited edition. This is the last ones we're going to be printing for the short term. So yeah, if you want one, get one right now. Anyway, let's crack on with the Liverpool news. First bit there, Ross. Yeah. Harry Wilson's won Bournemouth Goal of the Month. I mean, it was guaranteed to do it because it's an absolute banger. For legal reasons, we can't show it to you on here, but do go and check it out on the page. Good. Very good for Harry Wilson. There will have been some doubts. Can he do what for Bournemouth what he did for Derby? And the answer so far has been yes.
Yeah, it's only good in the sense that because he's on loan, had it been a permanent fixture, I think, you know, or a permanent move, sorry, you're thinking, what have we done? But I think you can look at it at the angle of going, actually, you know, that's really good. We saw Derby last season. You know, I'm not going to say I watched all the games or watched him largely, but all the bits I saw, he was scoring screamers. And I think a lot of Liverpool fans were crying out for that sort of player in certain games. You know, we look at the Leicester and the West Ham draws and thinking, everyone's going, you know, it's easy to shoehorn it in, but, you know, Harry Wilson type of player, they would have done it. We saw him feature in pre-season. It is good that he's carried on that form. I think, you know, he started most of the Bournemouth games and he settled in quite well, better than Solanke and some others that have gone down south that way. A well-trodden path down there, but good on him.
Absolutely.
And against one of the best goalkeepers in the Premier League.
That's it. And it's interesting, he says here, speaking about his free kick against the champions, Liverpool alone, he said, on a personal note, I was delighted to see it go in. I practiced those all week in training to pull it off at a weekend. When we won the free kick, Josh King had the ball and I was desperate to get on it because I felt it was a range that I could test the goalkeeper. Kingy gave me the ball straight away. I really did feel I was the best person for it, and thankfully the lads thought the same. Brilliant. You know, I love his confidence. I love the fact that he's actually now got a little bit of a reputation that he's taken with him. The fact that there's no like, well, who are you? You're the young loanee. It's like, no, you're a free kick specialist. Or even though he's a young lad.
Then I've seen him in training as well, banging them in week in, week out. Yeah. Actually go, yeah, gone. Yeah.
Fantastic. A little bit of a mad one, this. Former Scotland centre-forward Chris Boyd has been critical of Andy Robertson's performances on the international scene. He spoke to Sky Sports. He was on Sky Sports saying, Andy Robertson needs to realise he's playing for Scotland. Hey, he's not at Liverpool anymore. You need to defend first and foremost before you can then get forward. Now, just to be clear, Ross, there's no way that Andy Robertson doesn't notice the difference from being in the Scotland squad.
Fabinho's not there. I've no Salah, no Firmino. I've got...
I have to look it up because I don't know the squad anymore. I've got James Forrest, Ollie McBurn, Callum McGregor. Nice one.
Scotland used to have some amazing players. And like, Chris Boyd is right, because it's funny, because this is one of my pet peeves. I was on the radio on Sunday, and I said, this is why I don't want Trent being England's right-back, because we've already got Liverpool fans going, Trent's job, first and foremost, is to defend. It's not, mate. His job is not, first and foremost, to defend. He's a right-back. His job is to defend. Is it bollocks? It's not for Liverpool, it's not. It's to get 16 assists in a season in all comps. And that's right for Liverpool. Andy Robertson's job isn't first and foremost to defend. But I agree. This is an odd one because I put Andy Robbo like left mid or something. You know what I mean? Like, because he's much... You can just get it. He's too good to be asked to just be a left back.
Yeah. It's almost like you're playing to his strengths, Paul. That's what you do. That would make sense, wouldn't it? You know, the crosses that he puts in, I think it's kind of difficult because he's got Callum Fraser in front of him. Mm-hmm. Ryan Fraser, sorry. Ryan Fraser. Who is very good, and I think they have a good partnership down the left-hand side. But you can't... He's the best player by a mile. You know, exactly. I don't talk the piss then, but play to his strengths. You know, you're going to get goals out of him, which you struggle for. And I think you said before, the fourth in the qualifying behind Kazakhstan.
Behind Kazakhstan at the moment in qualifying for Euro 2020.
That's our sort of goals. Why would you not look at that and thinking, I can do something with that? Yeah. And maybe there isn't anyone else for left back. Maybe that's part of the problem.
This is the problem with international football, though, is that you are, when you're particularly the captain, you're going to take heat, you're going to take the blame for things. And look, you can't polish your tail, unfortunately. I have no disrespect to Scotland, the country, or the people from Scotland, but you just know that, this is not the days of Colin Hensley and McAllister and genuinely Ali McCoist and all these great players that have played for Scotland down the years. This is it's not Andy Robbo's fault. And as you say, I would just make him just build a team around him. It's a shame that he has to play left back.
Play where he wants.
Yeah, maybe he wants to play left back. But and to be fair, this is the tough issue because Andy Robertson just defend, but he must feel as though he can do more for that side because he's doing more for one of the best sides in world football. So that's on the manager.
Be difficult to adjust as well when you're bombing up down a wing. You know, every game, week in, week out, to have one week where you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. It's hard to change, isn't it?
It's just this is an article on some awful website that we've picked this up from, but it says, like, however, the 25... He's one of the best left-backs in Europe, superb for Liverpool, but he's not always produced the same level of performance as Scotland. It's clear the left-back needs to step up when he plays for the national team. This is the problem. And this is where the understanding of football falls foul. I'm reading, talking about Liverpool, talking about a great Liverpool book, reading Paul Tompkins, one of the moments, and there's a section on fit, and he talks about... players that couldn't be good, they would look terrible at one team and be really good for another team, and be good for one team and be terrible for another team. This is a question of fit. Andy Robertson in his style maybe doesn't fit Scotland. It's not that he needs to step up his level. He probably needs to step down his level. But Ross,
Scotland
anyway,
doesn't fit him.
No, that's the problem. Well, just retire. Anyway, look, Rob has actually responded to some of the criticism.
I'm not reading this yet. being criticised rightly or wrongly, it's maybe stronger now that I'm a captain, but these are things I'm made for. If people criticise me, it's fine. I prefer they didn't, because it means I put up a good performance, but sometimes that doesn't always go your way. Some games as captain have not been good enough, some I have been, but that's, to me, looking at my own performance, that's what I've looked at over the past few games. I don't like getting beat anyway, but on Friday, I maybe dwelled on it longer than usual, and I've learned a lot of good things and bad things. I said a year ago, what a big honour it was, that's not changed. I'm delighted to be the captain of this country, I love doing it, and I hope the lads think I'm doing a good job. said the Liverpool left back said. There are also negatives that come along with that, and that I need to deal with it. It's about learning how to deal with them. I think I'm getting better at that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's because he's not brave enough to say fuck off, I'm too good for your whole team. Which is very nicely. Yeah, look, he is a humble guy. He's not a bellend, is he? Like, I mean, he's a very good player. Fair enough. I mean, look, to be fair, he is at fault for the goal at the weekend. He runs it, he miskicks it, he basically gives the goal away. But
these mistakes on there, watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. Move on. Liverpool are apparently chasing a Turkish goalkeeper. Apparently, again, the Echo are reporting this, and they're citing their sister paper, the Daily Post, in this. Trabzonspor goalkeeper Ugurcan Kakia. I've butchered that. According to Turkish newspaper Gunes, along with Liverpool, Juventus are monitoring the situation of Trabzonspor goalkeeper Kakir. In recent days, 23-year-old has been linked with a move to the Reds. After reports circulated, the European Champions sent a scout to watch him last weekend. You know what? That's on the Daily Post as well. Brilliant. However, the newspapers say Liverpool aren't the only club keen on him. Terrier Giants are said to be interested. So I did a little bit of delving into this one. And to see if there are any more links. Now, apparently, I missed this in the summer. We were linked with him 3 months ago, according to Sports Mole. Apparently, his agent claimed that Liverpool had been in touch that summer. It's a 23-year-old, made 23 appearances for the Turkish club last season. According to his representative, Schalke and Lille were interested in a summer move, but the Champions League finalists also are eyeing a swoop for him. Every team have scouts and some of them are following his matches. Schalke haven't made an official offer for him. I know Lille and Schalke are following him. Liverpool are also interested in him. Liverpool officials have talked with us. We had some contacts, but no official offer has come from. That's 3 months ago, so it's not too much of a stretch just to bring this one back out. And look, if that's true, it's true, but bear in mind, we saw this with there was a winger last season that we were linked with as well, and the agent did something very similar. He was linked with a bunch of mediocre sides, and he also mentioned Liverpool scouts.
It feels the SEO, doesn't it? Yes. Just, it's hard to believe, I think, because when you read so much in the summer, and again, okay, this one came from the summer, but it just seems Liverpool are just short of the conversation to kind of bring it to everyone's attention, and you know, you don't know whether to trust it's the club doing it, if it's the agent doing it. I think, you know, Liverpool will be linked with people all over the world continuously, but you know, we need to replace Andy Lonergan at some point, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, he's 23 years old, decent build and all. He's obviously playing for Trabzonspor, which is in the highest of levels that you can play at, even in the city of Istanbul. Obviously, you know, Daniel Sturridge is there, so he'll have some nice words to say, of course, about the club and what have you. But whether Liverpool are in for another goalkeeper, I'm not sure.
It's always difficult as well, because particularly with the Turkish ones, because it used to be like Liverpool, insert player, blah, 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 because I think Damien Kamoli is a head of Asia Sporting Director, or one of the Turkish clubs, which one it is, and it was just like every week in the summer, it was Liverpool, different player.
Yeah,
insert whatever.
I wouldn't put too much stock in this one, if I'm perfectly honest. Another one that's actually that seems to have fallen on its face. There was a heavy rumour over the weekend, Ross, that Liverpool was set to offer a 6-year deal to Virgil van Dijk on $200,000 a week. And I think the reaction to that was positive, obviously, because it's not going to be seen as a bad thing. But apparently Virgil van Dijk has been left bemused by this. And obviously the Echo's new Liverpool writer, Paul Gorst, has been talking about this on Twitter and over on the Echo website as well. It's mad because he's basically got, it wouldn't be too much of an, it's not like a 6-year contract, is it? So he's basically got 5 years on he's basically got a 5-year contract, is that right?
His 2023 contract runs out, and he's got,
so it's your 4 years on his
contract. And then he's got the option, if both parties agree, to put on an extra year on that.
I mean,
The initial report was Liverpool have been forced to do it because of Harry Maguire's high price, and it's like,
I saw you talking about this on social media. With a mirror trying to collect Harry Maguire somehow.
Just like, no, can they give him a new contract? Because that's what we don't want with everyone else. It's the incentive, you know. Best player in Europe, you know, he's changed our back line and stuff. And you know, I watched the video yesterday with Paul and Joel, and he basically said Liverpool are fine with it because he's got so long left on his contract. Yeah. Why go and do it now? I get the incentive to maybe, you know, hike his wages up and stuff, but you know, that's something that happens behind closed doors. I'm sure he's very happy with his contract. He's very happy at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Just don't bring it to the, and don't use Harry Maguire to peddle transfers or salaries or
blues, yeah, so just to reiterate from the Echo article, saying he's actually contracted up until 2024, means there's no rush in that regard. And I said there's an offer for a potential for extension. Virgil van Dijk's bemused and he's happy, he's not agitated to secure an improved pay packet. Nailed that. So yeah, it's a bizarre non-story that seems to have cropped up.
International break and they need clicks.
Yeah, well, I know, well, that is right. There is actually one more interesting thing which we haven't got time because I totally forgot to include it. We'll try and do it this week. Is obviously a little bit about the potential protest this weekend around the Liverpool's attempts to trademark the name Liverpool. Now we know, of course, that there's been a call to back independent sellers at the game. So if you're going the game at the weekend, to wear, rather than wear official club gear, to wear gear created by unofficial Liverpool sellers. We'll talk a little bit more about that on shows this week, of course, when we know more. But it's garnered a lot of negativity, I think, on social media, and I want to give it a bit more space and time. So yeah, we'll cover that later in the week. Let us know your thoughts and comments. Tom's going to bring a couple more into the conversation right now. Before we do, if you're watching on YouTube live, make sure you subscribe to the Red Men News YouTube channel. We broke through 22,000. Let's see if we can get up to, I think 25 is a nice milestone. If we can get there, sort of, you know, heading towards the end of the month, or, you know, if we can get there beforehand, then that's on you wonderful, wonderful people at home. Tom, what have you got for us?
Starting off with a super chat. Ooh. Rabadam says, I want to cuddle Virgil in a non-sexual way.
I'd take what I get. I'd take what I can get, to be honest. Yeah, if he demands more. Virgil van Dijk's great. Thank you very much for your super chat. What else you got?
JLQ Group says, if Wilson is recalled right now, would you put him above Brewster in the pecking order?
No. The problems haven't changed for me for Harry Wilson. He needs a full season. Brewster is a centre-forward, but Harry Wilson's not. And I'm not sure, even if Harry Wilson was to come back, I don't think he'd play in our front three. I think he'd be looking to get his chance as an attacking midfielder more, because I don't think he's fast enough to play on the wings for us. But look, I'm interested. I think he makes a very strong case for himself this season. If he can bang goals in for Bournemouth and get in Bournemouth's team week in, week out, and impact games in goals and assists, then we'll know unequivocally if Klopp likes him or not. Because if you can't put him into the Liverpool side off the back of that, then he's never going to play for Liverpool.
No, I don't think there is a pecking order in that sense. They're completely different players. I understand the sentiment behind it of, you know, quality and having that Premier League experience. He's ahead of Brewster in that sense. Yeah. But I don't think, don't go changing positions and moving people around.
Yeah, absolutely. One more, please, Tom.
Teo Wild says, about Virgil van Dijk, his wage should go up. He went from a prospect to the world's best defender in 1.5 seasons.
Yeah, and I think he'll earn, because he's probably on a very, very, very good wage. You know, right now he's probably on,
I think, 125 is what he's on, but you want to push it to 200.
Yeah, and I think that's a natural step, of course. But I wonder whether we're going to come to a point with Virgil where we're in a very tight, it's a very tight situation, because where do you go from that? How high are we allowed to go in terms of wage? I don't think there's few players deserving of being a top earner more than Virgil van Dijk, but if the player's not asking for it, then there's no basic wage
as well. Yeah. I'm sure, like we've seen with Firmino, he wasn't on the best wage, but his incentives were incredible. Van Dijk will have the same thing of, you know, clean sheets and goals conceded, whatever. He'll have incentives on top of that.
100%. So, yeah, thank you very much for your comments. Don't forget to go and buy It's Your Year, the best Liverpool book on the market right now, if you're not looking for in-depth, detailed, serious analysis. If you just want to laugh, you want to look back fondly on what was an incredible season, it is there in limited physical edition. We'll put the link in the description underneath and in the comments section underneath as well. And it's all over our Twitter and my Twitter. So yeah, go and get involved. Other than that, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. See you then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.